Don't wipe away your tears. Let them dry. Let the salt reach your mouth. Let the memory of why you're crying linger longer. Clear your nose to let fresh air in your lungs, to clear your body and mind of why you were crying in the first place. As I read Russell Means to my teammate this morning, I couldn't help myself from crying. The oral traditions and wisdom passed to him from the elders of the Oglala Lakota people is timeless and perfect, unbothered by the violence and ignorance of the white European colonizers that have soiled and spoiled their land and this great nation as a whole. The skinny wrists and pointing fingers of laws and rules that give power-hungry and resource-greedy people so much pleasure also murdered, raped, and displaced native peoples with hardly any remorse, enacted via broken treaty after lie after shameful act by the U.S. government, by the founders of this country, by the writers of the Constitution, and by every subsequent representative of that Constitution, politician, soldier, and judge, that decided to overlook the words written in and chose to interpret it as white male property owner until the 13th Amendment of 1865 and the 19th Amendment of 1920. My conditioned response to resist shedding tears evolved to wipe away my tears and culminated in tasting them and letting them air dry. Surely blow your nose to breathe, but what harm can a little salt water do to your face? The processing of pain and shame and disgust begins with feeling those emotions, not repressing them. Improving and involving ourselves comes in recognizing what is not working and changing it. Our ability to move forward comes from releasing these things that don't serve us anymore. Observing is more effective through salty eyes than rose-colored lies. Processing comes with discernment and acknowledgement, not misdirection and distraction. To improve your chances of reaching your potential, one must simply release that which is misdirecting and distracting you. The money and profit of industry and government is in keeping you away from clarity, silence, and stillness. You can see the bottom of the ocean when it's still and calm, not when it's tumultuous and murky. Question everything and everyone that is tumultuous and murky, for that is not our natural state. We are born wild and natural. We are domesticated immediately. Who does that benefit? Who benefits from taking away your wild?